What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Any reaction to Grant Stewart essentially putting into question the practice habits of his team?
No, I don't. I mean, literally does not affect me whatsoever. I hope we get the absolute best practice from Grant and everybody else between the whistles, and that makes us better. So I think there's a lot of noise, and I've filed that into the noise category.
That is Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. Yesterday and today, they're having joint practices with the Detroit Lions, and one of the Lions linebackers, I think it's Grant Stewart, he mentioned basically like he doesn't really understand like what they're doing, the Dolphins. He just kind of is sort of lost in what they're doing.
Speaking of teams that just decide to like get themselves stuck in the mud on purpose,
the Dolphins. I don't like anything that's going on with them. I will tell you though, I was listening to this morning. The bootleg podcast, Brett Coleman and EJ Snyder do that. And going through every team, I think today is the Bills day. I think either today or tomorrow, their long Bills video is coming out. But, or no, I think today was the Dolphins one. It wasn't yesterday. So today I was listening to it. They're like, at least Brett is, very excited about the Dolphins, or at least intrigued by them.
They're intriguing.
I see, I don't think they are at all. I think McDaniel's out by week six.
Ready?
That's terrible.
That is where I have a different type of intriguing.
Oh, okay.
That's where the intrigue lies.
Like, let's see when their bye week is, because that's where I think this could get really bad.
My intrigue is the
week 12. It's a late
me
bye.
Questioning why people watch reality television. Intrigue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're waiting to see the fire start, and I have pulled up with my bag of marshmallows and s'mores kit, and I'm ready to make some s'mores over the fire.
They start week one.
That's my intrigue with them.
Week one at Indy, then New England at home, at Buffalo, New York, the Jets.
So they get the AFC East and Indianapolis
and
start.
Well, the AFC East of all.
The old AFC East in totality.
I there's a real shot I think they can start 0-4. I don't like almost anything about them. And even all the drama as well around Tyreek Hill and Tua Tagovailoa, like what's their relationship like? Tua's mentioning, you know, the frustrations of the offense, or Tyreek Hill, I think, mentioned too, like after like 3 years there, Miami still doesn't totally understand the offense. Their vibes there are horrendous. And vibes don't mean everything. I get that. But you do want to have a locker room that is on message, that everyone kind of feels the same way, and you're all moving together. The Dolphins don't feel like that at all.
I wouldn't even say it's the vibes. It seems that there's a lack of focus, which is far worse to say about a team than anything. Miami is a very questionable set for what they might be, because they might be talented enough to just ho-hum win seven games.
Well, especially too. I mean, after the AFC East run there, they get at Carolina, the Chargers, at Cleveland, at Atlanta. Those are absolutely beatable teams.
They're beatable
absolutely.
Teams. The entire AFC East has a very favorable schedule this year. But what does it turn into? Like the NFC South games for teams like Miami and the Jets and the Patriots, those aren't automatic wins anymore, though. Carolina's getting scrappier. Atlanta has rebuilt their pass rush. Tampa's Tampa. The Saints are terrible. But you know what? If you lose to the Saints, then you're really in trouble.
Yeah, and at home, too.
Yeah, you better do that. With Spencer Rattler probably starting at this point, because Tyler Shuck is...
It does sound like it's going to be Rattler, at least
not
that's the
good.
Feelings. But yeah, they're playing in Spain this year, by the way. I completely forgot about that. Washington. That actually I'm excited for.
Yeah, you mentioned the Rashi Rice thing, and I looked at their schedule, and it's like, oh, right. They're playing on a Friday to open the season,
Brazil?
And it's on YouTube.
Is that right? It's on YouTube TV?
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, already too many for me. I'll get there.
Can we get there? Can we go just back to complaining about cable again? That'd be great.
I'm 5 to 6 years away from just being old enough to complain about the streaming services. I feel like I'm going to earn that right by 30. where I'm like, I'm done. I'm done.
I'm already there.
No, it's what I'm saying. Like, I'm already kind of there. Where I'm like, this is too much. I grew up in the land of cable, and I saw the rise of streaming services. I'm already done. There's too many of them.
The rise was fine. The fact that everyone now needs their own to make their money.
I'm just exhausted by it.
Look, exhausted by it. Whatever. I would say support local business, but none of you are.
Like, it's just... like, I want to watch, like, some of these exciting television shows.
I don't know, man.
And, like, I see it's on Apple TV. No shot. Cool. Moving on.
Cool. Yep. I'm not getting something, like, yeah.
I've had HBO for years, but how soon do I get rid of that? Like, I mean, I kept that for years due to, I'm a huge Game of Thrones guy, and I kept that for years to watch it. How soon before I'm like, I'm out, I'm done. I can't do this.
Band of Brothers is on there.
Band of Brothers is on there. I love rewatching
it. And the Pacific. And the Pacific.
I love rewatching Band of Brothers, that kind of stuff. But, like, is that going to force me to, like, keep it?
That's why I don't watch many TV shows.
Probably not. See,
I don't pay for a bunch of different.
I'm a huge TV and movie junkie.
But I don't pay for a bunch of different streaming services in that sort of sense.
Painful.
Like, it is painful. All right.
So I get a football game on YouTube.
Yeah. Should we get things back on track?
I mean, sure.
I mean, sure, he says.
Now I'm upset, though, thinking about Apple TV and watching a football game on YouTube. Speaking about football games, though, the Bills do play one this Sunday night because, of course, we're going to have a preseason game at night. That makes logical sense to everybody.
Zach's in a hater mood, so I'm going to take the moment to get connected with our fans. And as always, that is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Steve tweeting in from the last segment when we were talking about Caleb Williams. If Williams cannot throw for 4,000 yards with this coach and this stable of wide receivers, it may never get done in Chicago. Steve, I'm absolutely on your side on this one. If they can't hit this combo to get to 4K, you might as well just give them the wing T formation and run triple option like Navy.
I think what's even funnier about
give it
that
up,
too,
pack it in, don't ever draft quarterbacks that can throw a football ever again, and
bring back the wishbone.
Yeah, just do that.
It's play super boring, wishbone.
Play wishbone or wing T if you can't get it done to 4,000 yards as an organization with Ben Johnson coaching Caleb Williams and having receivers like DJ Moore and Rome Odunze and now Colston Loveland at tight end as well.
He looked good, by the way, in that game against Miami.
All the more reason.
I would say to a certain extent, if I can say he looked good in a preseason game, they targeted him a lot to start that game.
But at that point, if you can't get to 4K, pack it up.
So
as an organization, pack it up.
So the other guy that
you're never doing
to 4K was Jay Cutler. The year before he gets to Chicago, he's in Denver, throws for 4,500 yards, and he gets to Chicago and never reaches that, even close to that milestone ever again.
It's like they have a problem there. Yeah. I don't know what the problem is. I can't explain it. At this point, it's far more unexplainable than like the Bills against the Chiefs in the playoffs or the Leafs in Game 7s. There's something far less explainable about the Bears never having a 4,000-yard passer in their entire franchise history when they are, if I'm not mistaken, one of the oldest, if not the oldest NFL franchise.
They're one of them. They're one of them.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, they've just never...
You can't get it with this combination? Pack it up, run triple option, embrace your destiny.
Problem is, too, like... And this is my last thing on Chicago, but from what I've seen from the outside looking in, they've really embraced the 85 team, and like it has almost allowed them to like build the identity of we don't need an offense, we just need a defense. Like we'll build through later on with Brian Urlacher and stuff like that.
Cool, you've been to one Super Bowl since then.
And ultimately the problem is though with that defense, it's the 06 defense, which was great and was like in some statistics equal to the 85 team. The 86 team is ultimately better in terms of statistical numbers, but 85 wins the Super Bowl. But it almost has built in bad habits of, yeah, the Super Bowls they've made, it's been because of these great defenses that they've built. So you can only get so far, I guess, with some fans of like, well, you did win that way. But then you also look at the teams that have been in the division. Like, why is Green Bay still successful? Like, they're the smallest market team. they really load up on offense. They've always cared about the quarterback position in the modern era with Favre, with Rodgers, and then with now Jordan Love. They've always cared about wide receivers and having multiple of them. They've done that forever. The Favre era had his receivers, Rodgers had his, and now Love, they just are giving him a ton of them. They just all can't stay healthy. That's their biggest problem. But they went back to the well this year with Matthew Golden. It's just, it kind of feels like, to the listener's point, if they can't do it now with Ben Johnson, you kind of start to wonder when. And to be fair, the real answer is it's when they win five games and they're behind all the time and a quarterback just to throw the ball like Blake Bortles did a few years ago with Jacksonville.
They've had plenty of those seasons.
That's what it'll be.
They've had plenty of those seasons. Still didn't happen.
It still doesn't happen. But that's, I think, the most logical destination is that's when it does happen. But more to that game and on the Bills side of things. We did kind of mention with Sal earlier on in the show, kind of guys to keep an eye on. And we mentioned a little bit, I know for me especially, it's the defensive line. Register a sack. It's more splash plays from the individuals. But I do want to mention Tyrell Shavers. He was a guy that missed practice yesterday with I don't know what injury, but he did miss yesterday along with Elijah Moore and a few other guys. But Shavers has become so interesting to me because of the everyone-eats offense. And I think that even goes to the entire offense when you even look at the running back room. With the fact that they have Ty Johnson as their third down back, and Ray Davis is a part of it, and of course James right. Cook. I think that goes to everybody. And so on that point, I think if Tyrell Shavers can continue this steady climb that he's been on, it's not like he has to pop off and do anything crazy. He doesn't have to go into a preseason game and have seven catches for 125 yards and two touchdowns. It's not – he doesn't need to do that. It'd be great if he did.
You get 50 to 60 in a preseason game when you're not getting all the snaps. That's typically
great.
A good day.
And he's just become somebody I'm – constantly watching for number 80 because of kind of the love a lot of media members had for him last year and the sort of build up for him. And now this year, it really feels like, man, if they don't keep him, he's getting poached immediately. That he'll, yes. go, he'll go on the practice squad. And essentially, when you do that, you're waving goodbye, that he's leaving. And I can look at a number of teams that maybe could love a Tyrell Shavers. Vegas really doesn't have much past Brock Bowers. San Francisco has a lot of injuries, including the big guys like Ayuk, who Kyle Shanahan said they're hopeful is back by week six.
Considering his camp and the start to his preseason, I don't know if Tyrell Shavers is on the cut line.
No, he may not be at all. For me, I like watching him play
more. He might
more.
Be forcing somebody else there, though.
Yeah, and that's where you do wonder, is the team going to push maybe, hey, Curtis Samuel? You're starting the year on IR. I think that is...
You only have two...
I'm not
two,
saying it's definitively going to happen. I am sort of waiting on that, though.
You also only have two of those that you can have to return
mm-hmm.
on IR. So you might be saying, you're just not playing this year.
Yeah, you're just done.
At that point. The other portion to this is Laviska Shenault. Sal mentioned him as
right.
a player to look out for. If Shenault does well in the return game, because I don't think they got enough opportunities to really get anyone to separate from each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's going to be something there of if Shenault can play the way that he did, even as a receiver on Saturday, you have a chance to further take a Curtis Samuel or an Elijah Moore, who hasn't really done much when it comes to matching the hype that he had in the preseason or in the offseason.
But to Sal's point, too, he was open, and at least the coaching staff will look
that's
at that.
That's a win on tape.
That's
we
a win.
Said that
yep.
after that game. But this is, can Shenault challenge? Can Hamler challenge? And for a player whose availability really has been put into question, not just here in Buffalo, but his whole career, can you, as the Bills, find a way to do a pick swap? You get him off the roster, you save your cap space,
mm-hmm.
and it's being pondered because of players like Shavers or Shenault.
803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll be right back.